Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Richie Ree Hughes here as well. This is Post Malone. Right?
Wow, nothing gets by you. We told you it was
right?
Going to be that.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a strong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Strong job by you.
Okay.
We said it was going to be Post Malone.
Did you, though?
It was a joke.
I mean,
yes.
I knew it was Post Malone.
All right.
Yes.
Did you?
I did. Only because you guys told me.
You've never heard this song?
No. I don't think I have.
What?
You live under a rock, don't you?
Do you listen to?
I probably have heard this song.
Do you listen to music?
I don't really listen to music. I listen to podcasts.
So you don't listen to music?
No, not a music guy.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, hey, you're not going to be able to identify Post Malone if you've never heard
him. What do you listen to? Neil Diamond, you said?
Oh, my God.
I like
Neil Young.
Neil Young. Oh.
Neil Diamond has an album called 13 Songs that was produced by Rick Rubin that if you haven't heard it, you should check it out. Amazing. I think the first song is as good as Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah?
You know, Sweet Caroline, everyone's favorite song
at a party
or karaoke. Come on.
I'm kidding.
Okay. I don't know
I
sometimes.
Got you, John.
I don't know. DeCamera would not know that.
No, he knows Sweet Caroline.
It's possible he would not.
I believe he'd know that.
All right. All maybe. Right. Maybe you're right. But anyway, that Sweet Caroline, great song. But this 13 songs, there's a song on there called Oh Mary, and I think it's the first song. You've got to check it out. It's up there with the best songs ever written.
We'll never check it out.
Neil
Diamond.
This is going in one ear and out the other. Real quick.
Why?
Al has tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just doesn't work.
Neil Diamond is a good songwriter.
Yeah.
And Rick Rubin actually forced him to play guitar on this album, and it's just Neil Diamond and a guitar and his voice and great songs that he wrote. It's excellent.
Okay. I'll check it out right when I get home today. That's the first
I don't
thing
believe
I'll do.
You now.
Yeah,
you're now looking down your nose at some really good music, Tom. You should not be so haughty and scoff
at Neil Tom, Diamond. Again, is it Neil Young or Neil Diamond?
Both.
Okay.
They're
two different people.
Is good. Neil Young, also good. Very, very, very different.
All right, perfect.
John, also, I'll Tom sure doesn't look down on anything.
Yeah, gotcha, Buzz. Figured you'd jump in on that. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But reacting to the Phillies' big weekend, they beat the Guardians 3-0 last night. A great performance from Ranger Suarez on Saturday. I think this team is the clear favorite to win the division. I know they're still a game and a half back of the Mets. We know what happened in that Mets series a couple weeks ago. But I feel like now this team's taking shape. Now they've rounded into form. Bryce Harper still not getting going. The offense still producing. The bullpen's improving. And this starting rotation, this is the best starting rotation in baseball.
I'm thrilled with the way it's all shaping up. And when we lost the World Series to the Astros, I felt like someday we're going to take this and apply it, and we're going to get pitchers like that, and we're going to be able to no-hit people with our fourth combination of pitchers, and that's when we'll be good, and that's when we'll win the World Series. Well, we've got pitching like that now, And we've got to get a few other things in order, tighten some things up. But we're close. I'm not ready to go where you are saying that we're the hands down favorite to win the division, because the Mets are really good, and when we played them, they proved that. We got to be better when we play the Mets if we're going to beat the Mets for the division.
Yeah, I just look at it. I think it's partially an aberration what happened to the Mets. I mean, that's one series. Yeah, it was an ugly series, but it's only three games. I mean, that's
it
one series.
It reminded you a lot of last playoffs.
It did. It did. It absolutely did. But you look at this team, I think the Phillies are built to win over 162. So I want to get on that. Also, Sixers, big lottery tonight. Side topic today, give us something that's lucky. Could be something that's personal to you, something that's unique to you as well. So make sure you give us that chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Post Malone. Let's go to JD and Langhorn. What's up, JD?
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Great, JD.
I wanted to call about, you had a caller on a few, maybe half hour ago. His name was Neil, talking about how Daryl Morey can't draft, and nobody called him out on it. If you get Tyrese Maxey at 21, and then you redraft that draft, he goes 3 or 4, and then you get Jared McCain at 16, and if you redraft that draft, he goes 1 or 2, now, they didn't have picks in 22 or 23, but how does that equate to not being able to draft? And I'm curious why no one called that more.
Because generally Tyrese Maxey is considered to be an Elton Brand pick. Will you agree?
He's actually not. But okay.
Actually, he is, but that's okay.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
But you're right, Jared McClain was a great pick.
We know that you're a Sixers hater.
I'm a Daryl Morey hater. I don't think he's ever done anything for this team that's been great.
Well, I'd say in fairness to Morey here, I mean, it was after Morey took over. I know a lot of the scouting the Sixers did was previous to him taking over, but he was the GM when they made the pick. So I think you can give kind of credit both directions.
I will not, but go ahead.
Yeah.
And those are incredible value picks with McCain and Tyrese Maxey. If you look at them at face value, yes, incredible value, JD. It's a bad job not calling him out by us.
But I don't have any faith in Daryl Morey. Like, I have no faith that if they don't get this...
That's the problem.
If they don't get this first pick tonight, okay,
the
what's the plan?
The general theme was that Daryl Morey is screwing this up, and I agree with that.
Regardless,
for free agent stuff.
Yeah.
So some of those decisions, absolutely, you can kill the guy for that. But for his draft, no. You can't say a word about the guy for his draft.
Well, he's had a couple nice picks. I mean, there are a lot of picks in between there, JD, between Maxey and McCain, and those guys haven't
like
really
what?
Contributed anything. I mean, exactly. Who have they picked in between
those
years?
Well, that's my
years?
Point. They didn't have picks in 22 right. or yeah. 23, so which picks are you referring to?
I mean, guys getting guys in the second round, getting guys later in the draft. I mean, it's not.
Dembona is not a bad pick at 41.
And Dembona is not a guy who's going to be on a who's going to be playing a major role on a championship team. A backup center. Yeah, I mean,
the pick that was probably not great. You can Jaden Springer was not a great pick for sure.
Right,
but they got him at 28 in the first round. So was there studs there at 28 in the first round? I don't think there were.
Well, if that's where you're drafting, you got to find a way to get impact players. There are other teams that get players later on in the draft.
Well, we could look at all the 28 picks and see how many studs there are.
Right, but JT, but if you're going to point to, oh, well, they got Maxey and McCain, then we can also point to the fact that there have been years they've been drafting around the same spot and they haven't gotten those kind of guys.
Right, and I just said that Springer was not a good pick at 28, but I'm just saying, how many great picks at 28 are there?
No,
that draft.
It's not as high a percentage. What do you got for what's lucky, JD?
Rabbit's foot.
A rabbit's foot. There you go. Well, I appreciate the call, JD. A rabbit's foot. What do you think, John?
Lucky. I think kind of gross. You know, like I'm not.
I don't think most of them.
I've never
real
used one.
Foot.
Yeah,
I've seen them, and it is gross.
Yeah,
I can't believe people do that. It feels like it was done more probably like in the 1800s, turn of the century, 1900s, like. Doesn't this feel like, I don't know, people in Mechanicsburg might be more likely to do it than the folks in downtown Philly?
Wow, you're coming after your people
in
Mechanicsburg.
My own folks in Mechanicsburg. Yeah.
A lot of people around there carrying around rabbit's feet?
I have seen them there, yeah.
A little more country out there?
A bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say that my high school, you know, Cumberland Valley, the nickname was Cow Valley.
Oh, really?
Cow Valley, because there are cows everywhere all around my school.
Well, there you go.
And I think I have talked about it. When we had archery in gym class, we got in trouble by the farmer whose farm abutted up against the playing fields because we were, you know, they were not sharp arrows. They were blunt arrows, but there were people who were aiming at the cows instead of the targets.
That's like when you're on the driving range and you aim for the guy driving
exactly.
around the car.
And I've been that guy.
Yeah.
When I worked at the University of Michigan, after my freshman year, I was forced to dig bunkers on the driving range. Dig holes that were bunker-sized on the driving range. For weeks, I was in the middle of a driving range digging holes with a shovel with a little plastic pith helmet on. Every single person who was driving was aiming at me for weeks. I'm positive. Every ball was
absolutely
coming.
Absolutely.
There's no question they were trying to hit me.
As somebody who used to do that, yeah, everybody's aiming at you. No question about it. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in.
That guy seemed really angry that we weren't Daryl Morey fans.
Yeah. I mean, Daryl, how could you possibly be negative about Daryl Morey
and his drafting?
The great job that he's... Yeah, I mean, he's made two good picks.
He has made value draft picks.
He made two good picks here.
Yeah.
He got Maxey, he got McCain. And like, you know, Rhea said, Maxey... You can kind of spread out the value. I'm not going to rip anybody for ripping Daryl Morey. I don't like all the Daryl Morey positivity.
You and me both, Tom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection?
That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.